UCLA forecast: California's economy stays strong but could weaken as national growth slows. California's economy continues to grow but could begin to weaken along with slower national growth, according to a new forecast by University of California Los Angeles's Anderson School. Although uncertainty remains about what will happen in the next 12 months, UCLA's forecasters do not predict a recession in the next year. However, the U.S. economy is likely to see slower growth and continued high inflation, according to the September 21 report. The UCLA Anderson forecast does not expect a recession at this time, but the likelihood of a recession during the next 12 months has increased, the forecast's senior economist Leo Feller wrote in the report. Feller predicts less than a 50% chance the country will enter a recession in the next year. Numerous other economists, including those at the Conference Board, Fannie Mae and First Trust, all flatly forecast recession, a reflection of the disparate views of the economy in this inflationary period. The possibility has also decreased that the Federal Reserve will provide a soft landing as the economy slows, Feller said. A soft landing would slow down but not crash the economy. The Federal Reserve has continued an aggressive path to combat inflation, raising interest rates another 0.75 percentage point September 21 to 3.25%. This is the third consecutive increase. The Fed raised rates in both June and July by the same 75 basis points, and some forecasters said the agency will do so again before year's end. National employment growth, relatively robust consumer spending, fewer supply chain kinks, and significant government spending on defense and renewable energy are some factors that make recession less likely, Feller said. As bad as the economy seems in the U.S., it is worse around the world, Feller wrote. With rising U.S. interest rates and global instability, investors have poured money into the U.S., causing the dollar to appreciate against other currencies. That appreciation causes U.S. exports to be more expensive around the world. In California, UCLA forecasters expect positive gains. On average, the state's households are becoming wealthier than those of other states, they said. Employment is rising, although the sectors where jobs increased have changed since the pandemic. Overall, the data reflect broad-based hiring with leisure and hospitality, healthcare and social services, technology and construction posting solid gains, the forecast's director Jerry Nicholsberg wrote in his economic outlook for the state. Increases in defense spending and the continued demand for tech will likely keep the economy growing. Unemployment from July 1 to September 30 is expected to be 4%. The averages for 2022, 2023, and 2024 are expected to be 4.3%, 4.4%, and 4.8%, respectively. Also, Californians are making less money this year because of inflation, according to the report. Real personal income, which is the amount of money a person makes after accounting for inflation, is forecast to decline in California by 5.5% this year but rebound slightly in 2023 by 0.3%. By 2024, real personal income is expected to grow by 2.4%. Nicholsberg predicts a slowing in employment growth. A forecasted increase of 4.9% this year is forecast to drop to 1.5% next year and 0.7% in 2024. The forecast predicts non-farm job growth of 5.3% this year, falling to 1.7% next year and 0.8% in 2024. Housing prices have also fallen in the state, with the median price of a single-family home slipping 7% below its peak. However, high housing costs have contributed to California's outward migration. California's loss in population is more related to housing costs than economic malaise, Nicholsberg wrote. The number of people leaving the Golden State may slow, however, as the price of housing in other states rise, he said.